Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It is 7:05 in the morning. I should say 7:06 in the morning, August the 7th. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And just call us just to say hello. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming. And also you can join our chat room in there. So but good morning. And good morning to you, Bad Bob.
And howdy.
You can turn that one down a little bit. I mean, I'm not sure. Howdy. Oh, okay. You know, it's too bad. You know, Linda's not here. She's getting ready for this weekend because we're going to be out on the houseboats, of course, at Holiday Harbor. And on Friday and Saturday, of course, we're going to do a remote from the boat. Going to be a live show from the boat out there somewhere in the lake. But we're inviting everybody out, of course, to come join us at 10 o'clock that morning when we get back. And 10 or 10:30 on Saturday, we'll have the exact times, but it's around that 10 or 10:30. And come out and join us, either bring your own boat or we can put, I think, 15 people on there and hop on the boat and go with us. I think that we'll have adequate food and beverages just to come out and join us. Anyway, we're going to have a couple of different guests on today. And Kurt Largent's coming on. And though Kurt's got a show that he on Saturdays. I like having Kurt on to talk and catch up on real estate and see what's going on in the North State because every day, you know, I read something just a little bit different. So not only will we talk, I'm sure, about politics, but also about really what's going on with real estate here and Reading and the surrounding areas here in the North State and you know, the state because he's very knowledgeable of all that. A lot of things to talk about Benghazi. We're going to be talking about also the Hassan, Major Hassan trial and the PFC Manning trial. One a murderer and one a traitor, going on right now about the same time. One's in sentencing finally. And then of course we want to discuss the latest in, a presentation given to the Air Quality Board. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors make up that board on chemtrails. We want to talk a little bit about that. But first, we're going to start off, as we do every Monday through Friday at this time, with our Wells Fargo advisors, with our Market Minute. Today, Chris Lasondat. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are drifting lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points at 15,432. The S&P 500's off 6 points at 1691, while the NASDAQ Composite's giving up 22 points at 3643. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 106 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford's down 23 cents at $16.80, Bank of America off 29 cents at $14.35, Disney's down $1.55 at $65.50, and Advanced Micro Devices off 12 cents at $3.61. Of local interest, Safeway down 28 cents at $24.70. Costco down 45 cents at $118.74. Reading Bank of Commerce up 7 cents at $5.20. And Harley-Davidson off 61 cents at $58.10. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 9 cents a barrel at $105.36. And precious metals are mixed with gold up $3.02 an ounce at $12.84.31. Well, silver's down 7 cents at 1941. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, when you're going through the the jungles of Wall Street. You need somebody that's up on it, somebody that's going to give you the straight scoop, somebody that's going to take you through there. It's kind of like your guide. And our Wells Fargo advisors are just the ones to do it. Again, 243-7561. Bad Bob, weather.
61 degrees right now, mostly sunny, a high right near the 90-degree mark. Loving it, partly cloudy tonight. Low should be around 61. Tomorrow, seeing some showers and thunderstorms becoming probable about midday. And as I said, 61 degrees in Reading right now. And this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, again, dinners, lunches, pizza. What can I say? Everything at Anselmo's. 474-5546. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and start the attack. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The jingles used to go.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You ask about my conscience, and I offer you my soul. You ask if I'm going to be a wise man.
I tried to get the chorus, but I didn't quite make it. Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State right here on KCNR. Let me make a couple of announcements here, first of all. First is that a series, you know, people are calling in or in the chat room saying is that 16 fires were set along the river trail up around the Hilltop Dome area, that they put out one and that they're working on the other ones. So I didn't even see the smoke this morning.
I saw the plume as I was coming in. I was like, that's a form of terrorism right there. Yeah. Setting fires, man.
Especially in this time of the year with, as dry it is. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, Wall of Remembrance, the Gulf War and Terrorism Wall, is coming to town. It is being put up tomorrow night, and then it will be on display from the 9th to the 11th of this of August. Friday through Sunday, Big League Dreams Reading Ballpark is still playing. It's still playing. Big League Dreams Reading Ballpark. Every so often, things come on via the computer because something hasn't been turned off. Big League Dreams Reading Ballpark. The Gulf War and Terrorism Wall of Remembrance opening ceremonies at 9 o'clock on Friday, and at 8:30 on Friday night they're doing a special celebration for the Specialist Burley who died in Afghanistan on July 30th. For questions, just go to call Matt at 604-0776. And, you can go and make donations at any Reading Bank of Commerce location. That's right. Any Reading Bank of Commerce location can drop off a donation for this. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there, Espresso Joe's. You walk next door and you can get the lowest prices on tobacco products in town. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Plus, you can buy a lotto ticket there. I believe is the the huge lotto ticket is like $430 million. If you take it all at once, it comes out to $230 or $230 million.
Quarter billion.
$230 million if you just take cash only on this. Think about that. What would you do with $230 million?
Hire a really good lawyer.
Yeah, well, you might have to do things like that. Hey, finally, sealed indictments are going down against the perps, the perpetrators of the Benghazi attack. Of course, they're al-Qaeda types. And will anything happen? Well, you know, we had indictments against bin Laden, and we eventually hunted him down, plus many others in the al-Qaeda Al-Qaeda organization. It seems like Al-Qaeda's back and they're on steroids because they're all over the place. We've shut down 12 embassies because of the same type of, chatter on the nets that led, before Benghazi. So we've started shutting down embassies. Is it because the embassies aren't protected enough or we just can't protect our people there? But what I'd like to see is now that they've done indictments on the ones that they can hold responsible that were pulling the triggers, what about the follow-up? What about the ones that were that made decisions that night that could have caused our ambassador's death? What about the ones who, the president supposedly not being notified? What about Clinton not answering the phone? What about the questions of should we have moved troops there? We had troops ready to go. Why didn't we move them in there? The answer that we can't put our military into places we are not sure about is, kind of a bogus answer that came from Panetta before he was, before he left. And, he should have been chased out after that one. We don't put our military into places we don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Isn't that the point? I'm sorry.
I think we have enough experience there is that we could probably land a few people there and make a huge difference and fly jets over and cranking up their afterburners and chase people away. I mean, come on. We had people on the ground there too, which is now it's starting to come out. We had a number of CIA operatives there, and Jake Tapper on CNN broke a huge story. Is what about these, CIA operatives and how they've been told not to say anything and they've been threatened? This came out on CNN. Now, CNN, as they used to call it, Clinton Network News, is not something that you would call a conservative network. Yet Jake Tapper says, wait a minute, CIA was on the ground. They've got things to say. They have been threatened by our government with loss of the job. They're having to take polygraphs every month, the people that were there. And their families have been threatened. Yeah, if you do this, you can never tell where you're going to go and what happens to your family. This kind of stuff. This is crap. This is just crap. Yet this is going on in our country, and I don't see a headline in a Record Searchlight, and I don't see a headline in New York Times or a headline in the Washington Post or the Boston Globe. By the way, the last two have just been sold, and it's got everybody in They sold both papers that were on their way down the tubes, as is the New York Times. But you don't see that. Why don't you see that? What about the follow-up? And now they're touting Clinton so hard to be the president in 2016. I mean, documentaries on two different stations. Oh, my gosh. Or movies about Hillary Clinton. Oh. Trust me. Trust me. They are not going to show the truth of what happened with Bill Clinton in that presidency and Stand By Your Man. They're not going to show the truth on these other things that have happened in Benghazi and this. They won't. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about our Major Hassan and PFC Manning's trials. I want to talk also, I want to address combat or suicide in the military. We had a spokesman on that was last year that talked about suicide in the military, and their findings then are now just coming out after another series of studies. It may surprise you. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Come play high-stakes Indian bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Have you tried our newest bingo specials?
What a blast!
Pick 8 for $10,000 and Bonanza Coverall for the grand prize of $20,000. That's in addition to Triple Tribe Bingo and Super Bingo for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo!
Bingo!
Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Bucks. You can't win if you don't play, plus you only have to be 18 to play. If you don't like to job, let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Who said? You can win them all. It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. So grab your friends and enjoy a delicious meal on us while you play bingo every last Saturday of the month. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
More games. More ways to win.
More ways to win.
More fun.
More fun.
Playing bingo at Win River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, good morning. It is 7:25 in the morning. And this portion is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Welcome back to Redding Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, or Ford dealership. That's right. Right here in town, your neighbor's doing great things for you, but great deals. Any type of car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or go and give them a call at 223-2177. You know, two trials. the major Nadal Hassan trial down in Texas. The man that murdered 13 of his fellow soldiers and wounded 32. One of the murdered was, of course, a pregnant woman and her child. His opening statements, because he's acting as his own defense counsel. And this thing has been dragging out for 2 years. The original, judge was removed from the case because they said he was prejudiced against, Hassan. His opening statements evidence will show I was the gunman. He's trying to use as a defense that he was protecting other Muslims and Al-Qaeda and that, because from our war, our unjust war on Muslims and Islam. And the judge so far has not allowed that and said that's not a defense. The military and Department of Defense, and I'm sure this is a political decision, has said that this is not an act of terrorism. This is workplace violence, even though, and I wouldn't use that term anymore, even though the murderer, yelled Allah Akbar several times, and started shooting people. He himself was shot down by a security guard and is paralyzed from the waist down. There are bills so far, though, since the killing, he has collected in his bank account like $300,000 in military pay. And that's got to happen. After they come to the sentencing part of it, all that money will be probably split among his given to his victims. The victims are really angry because they're saying, because you said it wasn't an act of terrorism, that keeps us from getting certain kinds of medical care. We're having to pay for our medical care being shot like that, as opposed to saying it's a terrorist act. They are fighting that. Plus they're suing the Department of Defense. They're saying, if you take a look at Major Hassan's records, you're going to see. And I said major again. If you look at Hassan's records, you'll see that there is a clear path of this man being, talking about Islam and talking about having to defend Islam and that, and giving a lecture about, suicide bombers that it's okay. And yet the army continued to not only promote him, but put him in schools and give him fitness reports, which is where they're rated, of enough adequacy to keep him getting promoted. And like I said, the army sent him to all these schools. All along the way, there were these huge, huge flags that were being waved, and everybody was just putting it away. Well, so even though people are making statements, to the fact that we're sending you our worst, there's some things about this guy, another person told him, says, I am not going to listen to what you're saying here. Classes erupting during it, and nothing was done. Nobody went there and said, excuse me, but what you're saying is absolutely ludicrous and is treasonous. They just kept promoting him. Political correctness to the max. And so here we are with 13 dead and 32 wounded, and he's facing the people he shot. He's going to be cross-examining the people he shot and nearly killed. They're the ones that lived. One man shot seven times. Sometimes you just wonder. You wonder how does this just continue to happen? This, things like this. I mean, in the army, my God. I mean, if you're out in public someplace and you've got a public job or so, something, you would think that somebody's going, well, wait a minute. This guy is a real whack. But they didn't. Moving over to PFC Manning. PFC Manning. I wrote a little part in Time Under the Helmet on my blog about this, that he was, the charges that his possible sentence was reduced from 136 years to 90 years. Because the judge found, as the defense says, that, hey, they double charged him in like four or five of these. And if you find him guilty in all of them, it's like you're doubling up on him. And the judge says, you're right. So she's reduced, she threw out some of the charges there. And so now he's facing only a 90-year sentence if found. Well, he's already been found guilty. So now they're just trying to figure out how much time he gets to eat that. We call it the bad chicken dinner, bad conduct discharge. But the bottom line on this is, frankly, I think 90 years is enough. If he hasn't learned his lesson in 90 years, I don't think he'd learn it in 136 years. So 90 years, I can go with 90 years. I bet you he will not spend 90 years in jail. I don't care. He will not spend 90 years in jail. This whole thing, he was confused. Come on, he was confused. He wasn't sure. He's like that with that, the, what was it, the news, the television reporter?
I'm so confused.
A television reporter came in and says, call me Susie, and then changed his mind 3 weeks later. Anyway. PFC Manning, only 90 years. We'll be right back after these messages. I want to follow up on some more of this. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Freddie Mac posted a $5 billion second quarter profit, the second largest in the company's history. The U.S.-owned mortgage giant reported its seventh straight profitable quarter. This comes as President Obama calls for a smaller federal role in housing finance by phasing out Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Meanwhile, AOL's second quarter results beat estimates on profits and revenue. The online company also announced it's buying video advertising platform ADAP.TV for $405 million. AOL CEO Tim Armstrong says the acquisition will improve AOL's ability to integrate advertising with video content. And Yahoo will be getting a new logo. The internet company says it has already decided on a new look, but it'll be showing 30 different possible logos on its website, one every day for the next month, before debuting the new logo on September 4th. This will be Yahoo's first logo change in nearly two decades. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for this weekend. I mean, my gosh, we're going to be on the water for 2 days, and we're inviting all of our friends out. That's all of you guys. The first 160 we'll put on the boat, and then we will all swim in after we get everybody on there.
Yeah, it sounds like college weekend.
Yeah, we're going to head out to Slaughter Island and destroy it. 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his team do an amazing job, from kitchens to bathrooms to forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker. He's our builder. We trust Mike and his crew to do just absolutely a fabulous job. Give him a call at 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and more. Doug LaMalfa is in town today, and he's going to host a forum on the Forest Service plan, and the public's going to have a chance there to ask questions, and they want to discuss the Forest Service's travel analysis plan that could see the forest shut down. Good article in the Record Searchlight today. But anyway, the meeting, if you choose to go, is going to be at the U.S., it's going to be at the Redding Memorial Veterans Hall, the one at 1605 Yuba Street, right down here at the Veterans Hall, next to the post office. And it, starts at 5:30. Doors open at 5 p.m. today, and the meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. today. A meeting on the U.S. Forest Service's travel analysis, and, Congressman LaMalfa will be there, and as Les Baugh said, it was a complete farce. People were shut down in maintenance because they didn't like the type of questions that they were being asked. And I agree. You know, they're shutting down our force without even giving us, the people who pay for these bills, a chance to say anything about it. Okay, going back to Manning, he's been found guilty of over 20 charges, I think including espionage, but not aiding the enemy. That's the one that could get him a life sentence. He's facing a 90-year sentence in jail for leaking these thousands, tens of thousands of documents. So we should be hearing a sentence on that soon. What can I say? Except it's time. The thing about the Hassan trial, the reason it's been dragging on, is because he could be executed on this. He could be condemned to death. It's got to be a unanimous vote on the 13-vote panel, though, of the jurors who they brought in from all over the Army. And this wasn't just the ones out of Fort Hood or Texas, from all over the Army, because they don't want to see anything in this trial be reversed or the case set aside because they've made a mistake. Now, there's a lot of pressure on this. So the other, Air Pollution Control Board, met yesterday, and the Air Pollution Control Board, who is that? That's our Board of Supervisors. And they had a meeting with a number of people there, and they urged them to come up to speed on something that was really concerning them. I'm going to get to that in a second, but we have a caller that wants to talk about, Manning and Hassan. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm really good, Jay. How are you? Looks like it's going to be a nice
day. I'm
good. Except there's fires out there.
I'm curious, Carl, why is it that the military doesn't shoot people like it used to? What changed? Because, I mean, it's not like people's lives aren't at any less of a risk from this sort of thing.
You mean, why don't they shoot people like people that do things like this when they're found guilty?
Yeah, I mean, I was reading the other day that it's been quite a while since the last person was executed.
1961.
In civilian life, there's been, you know, murderers get executed in Texas, and why doesn't that happen in the military? I'm just curious. You have the background. What has changed?
Well, it's kind of like California, in the sense that they have sentenced, there have been several sentenced to death, for heinous crimes. And what's happened is that they've been set aside. And, you know, for cases that they've made mistakes. in the trial. The fact that the, you know, just minor things, but it was enough for somebody up the chain of command there to set it aside. So they're doing life in prison instead of, you know, they commuted to life in prison. They have a couple that have been waiting. They just need the sentences signed by the president. And neither, none of the presidents have signed it. Neither Bush nor Obama have signed the, you know, the death penalty, you know, signed the warrant to conduct the, you know, to conduct the execution. That's why they've taken such a long time on Hassan. They find him guilty and they sentence him to execution. They want to make sure everything is running right and it won't be set aside. It won't be, you know, they won't throw the trial out. They won't have to retry it. But you're right. It's been since 1961 that anybody has been executed in the military.
I mean, clearly, I mean, this is a very serious matter, executions and such. But I just didn't understand why the military hasn't been doing it. Because I mean, there must have been heinous crimes that have been committed, as you mentioned. What I mean, why would all of a sudden just stop executing people? Whereas in the States, this continued to happen. I just didn't understand, but I guess it's just kind of turned into California over there.
Well, again, it goes back to making mistakes in the trial. It's not that they haven't tried. It's that they've been set aside. It's like anything that gets appealed. It's not in a couple of them are. A couple of them are just sitting there waiting to have the order signed by President Obama, and he's not going to do it, but neither did Bush. They don't want to sign the piece of paper that executes these guys, even though that they deserve it. Hassan is such a high-profile crime, however, that if he's found guilty, that I can't see, and if the trial stands, I can't see any reason why they don't execute him. You know, take him in there, roll him in there, and put him on the table and finish it. And
is that how it's done? No more firing squads?
Yeah, they don't do firing squads anymore. It's inhumane. I think the last state to do that was Utah. They gave you a chance, you know, they gave you your choice of hanging or the firing squad, and I think even they've moved to the, you know, these lethal injections.
Huh. Okay. Well, thank you, Carl. I was curious about that.
I'm just a veritable fountain of knowledge here, huh?
It's almost like you spent a career in the military or something.
I looked it up because I was wondering about it because there's, you know, the headline of something I read said the chances of him being executed are low, and here's the reasons why. So that's why they're taking their time. That's why they're making sure they've done everything. That's why that they will err on the side of caution just to make sure that they can say that this trial was conducted absolutely perfectly, no mistakes, so that this guy can go on and get the boopity boop later on.
And congratulations, by the way, on turning a year older.
Yeah, how about that? You know, I'm just
belatedly,
but it all counts. I'm going to be this age for a whole year.
But I'm curious, Carl. I mean, what was it like serving in the Army of the Potomac?
Well, you know what? First of all, it was harder to reload. If I was really, really good, if you're really, really good, you can get all three shots in a minute.
Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, Jay. Okay, I got to take a break. Charles, hang on to the other side because I want to talk airborne and chemtrails and all of this. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the pulse of Shasta County. All I need is the air that I breathe. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the air quality board here in a second, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Flexible prices, offers, they have seniors and veterans discounts, family-owned, family-operated. What can I say? Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793, and they have a payment plan now that you can spread out your payments. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. The Board of Supervisors, which is also the Air Quality Board, listened to a number of people yesterday. It sounded like a lot of them. They were talking about the quality of air and what's happening to the air via chemtrails. The fact that the government or somebody is spreading aluminum, strontium, and barium, heavy metals, into the air, and it's getting into the atmosphere, and have been doing it for a long time. And they met with the board yesterday to talk about it. And then we have somebody that's on the line that wants to talk about that. Charles, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, the turnout was quite a bit heavier than anybody expected for an 8:30 a.m. meeting of any governing body, be it the Air Pollution Control Board or anybody else.
What time was it?
8:30 in the morning.
Well, you know what? This is a we've had the chemtrail people on a few times. And I tell you, they have a huge following out there. I'm people that you would never, ever guess that believe in this. I mean, totally believe in the chemtrails and the fact that there's so many new heavy metals in our soil and our plants and in our bodies. What do you think, Charles?
Well, it seems like there's an awful lot of experimentation going on. What a lot of the people at the meeting were asking for or calling for was for testing of the air, soils, water, and daylight for traces of this geoengineering, mainly things like aluminum and, you know, testing for aluminum, barium, salts, strontium, and not to mention UVB and UVC.
Yeah, and they're talking to people is that the northern forest are burning up, that the lake on the North Pole is melting. There's all types of stuff they're talking about, but I think the bottom line was that there's so much stuff that's happening that people have now got 33% more aluminum in them than they did. One lady said that she had tested herself, and she is a naturopathic doctor here in town.
Right.
Said she had tested herself for aluminum after 2 years of living in Reading, and her levels had gone up 33% from zero. Well, you know, there's things, frankly, Charles, when I've had them on, Dane Wigginton, and I've had a lot of people on, is the fact is, where, if indeed it's true, and it seems like it's easy to measure the fact of all these heavy metals in the air and in the water, and where do the, you know, is, the question is, how have they got here? How have they arrived?
And I think, are you talking about the planes?
No, I'm not, well, you know what, frankly, I have my theory on planes, and the fact is I don't see how they could do it with planes. But if it's I just don't see logistically how you can do it. I mean, I have friends that fly. I know the whole thing, but I was also in the Marine Corps for 30 years around military operations and know how hard this is to make something happen for a small unit, much less hundreds of planes flying thousands of missions over 50 years. You know, I've got a lot of questions about that, but put that aside for a second.
I found a bunch of, you know, stuff online from people who actually
flew the planes?
Think that this is some sort of a silver bullet.
Oh yeah, they think it's a way to stop global warming.
Yeah, I know.
No, that was the original premise behind this, is to stop global warming. And I understand that. And the fact is it got out of hand, and anyways, and now it's having a tremendous impact, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is the board of supervisors listened to them, and they said, well, look, you know, we're here to listen to everybody. And I think that they're going to, you know, have the presentation sent to them so they can read it, so to see what they want to do with it. You can't just negate the fact is there an increase in heavy metals?
That's why, you know, there needs to be testing. I mean, just a whole, you know, slew of, you know, pollutants from other sources are tested for on a routine basis, but, you know, why is it that anything from that is the product of geoengineering, why is that somehow
saying the geoengineering is not happening, okay? I'm not saying that. I would like to know is really an official measurement, not people talking about it on the internet, but an official measurement from reputable sources that say, okay, this has increased 300%. But we also have to take a look at, you know, other ways that it could have possibly gotten in here besides planes, because frankly, planes flying at 30,000 feet, dumping stuff into the air when you have no idea where it's going to land. And, there was a counter to what people were saying in here, in the article. It was a good article by a Shulman. But the bottom line is, if this is happening, if we have this much new heavy metals into our systems, we do need to know where it's coming from. If it's a natural phenomena, that's one thing. But if it's being force fed to us, then we need to have somebody measure the amounts and let's have a real good look about where this stuff could be coming from. We have to take a break. Charles. Thank you for coming aboard. We'll be right back after these messages.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Save the date, August 7th, Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative healthcare. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol.
cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on August 7th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
The East Course at Oak Hill Country Club, surrounded by illustrious oak trees and steeped in championship history. This course produces a perfect setting for the season's final major, the PGA Championship, on TNT. Oak Hill welcomes the strongest field in golf, each player eager to write their own history here.
There's that intensity I talked about.
Competition will be nothing short of dramatic at the 95th PGA Championship. Watch Thursday and Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. on TNT.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. Carl Lindbaugh, KCNR. 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:55, August the 7th today, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be 90. Great day. It's going to be cold. I understand we may be getting some thunderstorms. Is that right there, Bad Bomb?
That's right, Carl. Conditions are getting ripe for some thunderstorms. And of course, that has the fire folks on a good alert, but, maybe some shower activity. So if you got the lawn chair or if you got the, barbecue sitting out on the patio and you don't want it to get wet, you might want to pull it back under cover.
Okay. And this portion of the show, and speaking of, taking cover and taking care of yourself, Orchard Nutrition, you know, in-store deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, our friends down at Orchard Nutrition, they are the North State's nutrition experts. You need to talk to them down there. Store is always immaculate. The people are always very helpful. Give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out at 221 Locust Street and right behind the Cypress Square in the shopping in the center right there. Again, Orchard Nutrition. Final little thoughts here. We have the Duenas case. Have you been following that one down in, I think it's Anderson, where the man was accused of killing his wife? He was found, it's a hung jury. So they're saying is that they're going to go back and retry it in October. And the jurors are hopelessly locked on this. You know, this is a case that's kind of like, this is really strange. This is a, and we haven't talked about it because, you know, we don't get into these things unless they're, you know, national level or something like this. But a local case here where the wife was killed and the husband was accused and yet there's nothing to tie him to. It's all circumstantial evidence. So it's going to be it's kind of interesting to see what's going on with this one. Other things that we're talking about is, you know, hey, the other night, did you get a mail on your phone, a text message in the middle of the night or late about it was an Amber Alert?
I did not.
Okay. This is what happened the other night. And this has been in the news. So I don't know if this happened to anybody else, but in the last 2 minutes we have here, my phone goes off. And I'm looking at it. It's late at night, and it says Amber Alert, and it talks about a type of car and a license plate in some town. I have no idea where the town is. It turns out it's a man that these two girls had been kidnapped, and they had tried this Amber Alert. This is the first time that they've put it all together, and so this thing went out all over on cell phones, everywhere. And unfortunately, it had It went everywhere. That was the unfortunate part. But, you know, the thing is that it worked, but they didn't realize that it was going to be waking people, or people were, you know, when they saw this thing, they didn't know what was happening. There'd been no alerts. There was nothing to explain that this was going to happen. But we have the capability now on an Amber Alert to send it everywhere, to send it to your cell phones. You know, besides the fact it goes out, you know, and it's the same one that's on the board you see. Bob, on the board you see on the highways.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same ones as it goes out over your cell phone. I had no idea they had the technology to be able to do that. I guess they can, but this was also, but you didn't get it though.
I did not, and that's interesting. And boy, talk about something that could be abused, hacked. Imagine a terror alert going out if the system that's delivering those messages get hacked.
You know, this, the whole thing was, you know, they're saying the fact that it worked was, they thought was, you know, superb, but it just went too many places. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news. We have Kurt Large and all. We're going to be talking real estate, Bank of America, and a bunch of other things. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News was brought to you.
Russia giving Edward Snowden asylum crossed a line for the White House, so President Obama is crossing a key meeting off his list. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
And President Obama says he's disappointed NSA leaker Edward Snowden has safe harbor in Russia, that just adding to an already frosty relationship between former Cold War foes, and the president is no longer meeting with Vladimir Putin next month. The two leaders were supposed to meet in Moscow ahead of the G20 in St. Petersburg, Russia, the Kremlin calling the cancellation disappointing. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Secretary of State John Kerry are still scheduled to meet with their Russian counterparts later this week here in Washington. Dave.
Jared, the president is in California. Later today, he'll go to Camp Pendleton to thank troops and their families. In Yemen, where there's been a terror threat, there's a plot foiled. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Yemeni officials say the authorities have stopped a plan by Al-Qaeda militants to take control of two cities in the country, followed by a move to storm strategic ports and bomb gas facilities. The militants were planning to disguise themselves in military uniforms. While this was going on, other members would sabotage pipelines. It comes as the U.S. carries out its second drone strike there in 24 hours. This one killed 7 suspected militants. Dave?
Emily, the U.S. has filed the first charges in last year's deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, indicting multiple suspects, though none are in custody. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz.
If they're an equivalent of, say, a subpoena to a terrorist on the battlefield, the real question is the government committed? Is President Obama committed to capture and kill these people?
The Cleveland house where 3 kidnapped women were raped for a decade was torn down this morning.
This is a huge physical removal of something that represented such horrors.
City Councilman Brian Cummins, victim Michelle Knight was among those who watched the demolition. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The East Course at Oak Hill Country Club, surrounded by illustrious oak trees and steeped in championship history. This course produces a perfect setting for the season's final major, the PGA Championship, on TNT. Oak Hill welcomes the strongest field in golf, each player eager to write their own history here.
There's that intensity I talked about.
Competition will be nothing short of dramatic at the 95th PGA Championship. Watch Thursday and Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. on TNT.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Whitey Bulger's jury in Boston is back deliberating, but they had some questions this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is on the case live.
Dave, on their second day of deliberations there in South Boston, the jury has asked a judge whether the statute of limitations applies to murder conspiracy charges against the former mob boss. They've also asked for more copies of instructions indicating that they may be close to a verdict. Weddy Bulger faces multiple charges, including murder, racketeering, and extortion, while leading Boston's Winter Hill Mob in the 1970s and 80s, Dave.
Jeff, Syrian activists claim regime troops killed more than 60 rebels in an ambush near Damascus as Syrian forces keep trying to root out the opposition near the capital in their fierce civil war. In Kenya, an early morning fire destroyed part of Nairobi's airport, rerouting incoming flights, stranding international passengers.
Our flight was supposed to be at 7 o'clock this morning. We were heading to Cameroon, but we have no idea what's going to happen now.
Now, domestic and cargo flights are back up and running at the airport. Today is the 15th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, but there is no sign that that is related to the fire. How long do you want to live? 100? 120?
If the Fountain of Youth ever became a reality, what would we do with it? Most Americans are uneasy about how much to prolong life. A survey conducted by Pew finds that a majority consider extending life to 120 years or more would be bad. Some of this involves income inequality. 2 out of 3 people worry that only the rich will be able to prolong life. When people are asked who wants to live to 120, more than 2/3 say they think other people would want that. But when it comes to them, 56% say no way. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Former President George W. Bush is out of the hospital in Texas the day after he had a procedure to ease a blocked artery. On Wall Street, selling again today, the Dow is down 71 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Time is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's getting ready for this weekend. As you know, we're having a remote on the air, a live broadcast from the lake on a houseboat Friday, and we're inviting everybody out on Saturday to come on out and hop on the boat and have hamburgers and hot dogs with us. So Friday or Saturday. But let's start off our morning, as we usually do, with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasontak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets remain in negative territory, though we are improving off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 71 points at 15,448. The S&P 500 down just about 10 points at 1,687, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 25 points at 3,641. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 179 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $2.30 at $462.95, Microsoft off 21 cents at $31.37, Facebook down 38 cents at $38.17, while Intel's down 18 cents at $22.62. A local interest, Safeway down 38 cents at $24.61, Home Depot off $1.26 at $78.79, and Tri-Counties Bank down 8 cents at $22.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down 43 cents a barrel at 104.87, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up $3.51 an ounce at 1284.66, while silver's down a nickel at $19.43. This is Chris Lasontak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561, because as you can tell, they are an expert in what they're doing down there, and they will guide you through the forest in the jungles of Wall Street. Bad Bob, talk to me about weather.
Well, Carl, what we're looking at today is a pretty nice day, high around 90 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, low around 61. Thursday, we're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms, depending on where you're at. And then the high again will be near 91. Currently in Reading, we have 62 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, you know what? The temperatures are going down, and we're talking about thunderstorms. And when we do that, you know, you have to talk about, too, is about, you know, when you're sleeping at night. And frankly, since we got our Sleep Number bed, Linda and I have been sleeping so well. In fact, we can't even lay in bed and watch TV anymore without falling asleep. That's how good it is. And you know what? And if you're going to go out and buy a mattress, then why not get a great one? Find out why 8 million people are sleeping better tonight. And only Sleep Number beds feature dual air technology, which means is that if one side of the bed can be a 35, that type of firmness, and one can be a 65, that type of firmness. And trust me, that makes a difference in where you're sleeping, so that you're sleeping on a firm mattress or the type of mattress that's going to allow you to sleep at night and sleep sounder at night. And I it has worked for us. You know, usually think, oh, okay, you know, how well does it work? It works great. You can each adjust your ideal level of comfort on this. And right now, at your Sleep Number store, queen mattresses are starting at just $699. That's right, at $699. And during this time, you can take advantage of the special financing on their newest innovations, plus free home delivery on select beds. All of this from Sleep Number. And your Sleep Number store and the people at the Sleep Number store are really pros. They know what they're doing. And they're located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. And when you go in there, it's like going into the futuristic type of sleep management. I guess, is that the right term? Sleep management? Because you can.
Sleep enhancement.
Sleep enhancement, but you can sleep and pick the type of mattress you want to sleep on. Whether you're having a good day and you need to change around the firmness in the mattress. I can't say enough. When we talk about that, when we talk about other things that are going on in our community here. You know, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Kurt Largent with us. And I tell you what, there is so much going on. There was an announcement made by President Obama yesterday. That is huge, absolutely huge. And it's going to have an impact on you. It's going to have an impact on what you're doing, how you're investing, and what's going to happen to the market, to the housing market, and probably a lot of other things. And that's going to be right after these messages.
Financial planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster, or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This August, get your Saturday nights on track with a new season of Hell on Wheels.
And the race is on, gentlemen. No time to waste.
Work like hell.
I'm not so sure you can run the railroad.
And fight like hell.
Sign over.
The show Rolling Stone calls excellent.
History always sides with the winner.
Don't miss the 2-hour season premiere. Hell on Wheels returns this Saturday night at 9, 8 central, only on AMC.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view then a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Carl, somebody messaged me and said, they want to go run down and check that out, where the Sleep Number is. So where do they get one?
Well, they can head on down to the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. There are people there are open and they're willing, you know, they're ready. They're ready and able to help you with, your selection of beds. So it's down in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know what? You can stay on the lake, stay in a houseboat, save your money, have a great staycation right here on the lake with houseboats, ski boats, or jet skis. And they've got a package deal for everybody. And that's where we're going to be. We're going to be out on the lake this Friday and Saturday. We're going to be doing a show Friday from the lake, from Holiday Harbor Resort. So give them a call at 238-2383 or check out lakeshasta.com. But there's going to be a lot more information as we're talking about. We want our friends to come out, drive, you know, pilot your boats out there or hop on with us. Got to let us know first. Okay, our guest today, Kurt Largent. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be back. I've been gone for a while.
I know. You know, I've just, you know, I listen in and there's somebody else there or, you know, I've just, and I, he knows, and I make a phone call. Kurt's in Zambezi this year you've been staying closer to home.
Yeah, we go back east every year. My wife's family is in Chicago, so we spend some time there, and then down in Hilton Head, South Carolina, spent some time there. This year we went.
That's a beautiful place down there.
Gorgeous. We love it. And so it's become a tradition. We have family that comes and meets us there every year. So it was a great time. Good to get away. Always nice to see other parts of the world, see how they're doing compared to us. And, had a great time.
How are they doing down in South Carolina? Aren't they booming down there?
It's booming. You know, I always kind of use that as a barometer because in the years that things were crummy here, the resort we stay at was, and we stay at the same place every year. I like the consistency. I'm a boring guy. And, it wasn't always full. And you would see, I would call it my barbecue meter because based on the number of people waiting in line to barbecue at night tells you how many people are not going out for dinner. And so I would kind of judge it on how things were going and who's cooking hamburgers, who's cooking steaks at this, cause it's a fancy resort. And, this year I would say things are much better. And we go there with my brother-in-law who lives in central Illinois, makes super high-end doors. And he said that the big difference back in Chicago isn't necessarily that people are making more money. It's that they've been able to access more credit, which you would think is kind of makes sense. And, But I'd say it's booming. The other thing I'd say is, other than Texas, where we were down in Texas a couple months ago, where I've never seen construction like I saw in Texas.
Texas, you know what? You know, people laugh and they point their fingers at Texas, but let me tell you something.
Oh.
They have broken the code on how to build their economy.
And they have, I mean, just construction and road building and private tollway building everywhere. Homes being built. Texas was off the charts. But in Illinois, I'd say I did not see the activity. Downtown Chicago still seems to be thriving business-wise. They've got their own couple, you know, issues.
Do you wear protective clothing there, like helmets and Kevlar vest?
No. I still love Chicago. It's the greatest big city in the world, in my opinion. It's clean. But you can tell they are starting. There's some big issues coming. But as far as the suburbs, they're still booming out there, too.
Well, their unfunded liabilities are horrible there, too.
Oh, they've
and
got
they just,
nature.
I mean, they have got severe problems, and they're looking at Chicago being a problem. Or is it Springfield?
And now they can't blame anybody because it's a completely Democratic state. There's no more Republicans that can say, hey, you can't blame this on us. It's kind of like California.
Just like California, it's a one-party state. And if you have a problem, hey, look to the Democrats.
Absolutely right. You know, and I get so frustrated. But, I mean, I go off on tangents as everybody that listens knows. The fact of the matter is, you've seen, in California, they came out and they would begged us basically, hey, we have to raise our own taxes, which we all voted on, which is why I said the ship has sailed. The people are more takers than makers. And so in Illinois, you're down to the same thing. The problem in Illinois is I used to be down there, and part of the reason we went down there is to show the kids where I traded. We went down, saw my buddy at the board. Now, guys in the bonds are doing great. You're starting to see interest rate plays and things like that that you haven't seen in years. But the cost of everything, I paid $43 to park the car in the parking garage. And that's for anything over an hour and a half.
$43
for, and that's what those guys pay every day. So, and then your gas. The gas in downtown Chicago is $4.47. And I think we have a bad here in California. Now in South Carolina, it's $3.29. So you're talking $1.20.
You can buy a house comparable house from either Illinois or California in South Carolina probably for half the price.
Significantly cheaper.
And if you, I mean, when I go, cause I go out, you know, look at different, you know, places, you know, on United Country, you know, like ranches, right. Some little farms, horse farms. It's amazing. You know, the same thing that you would pay $650,000 for here in California is $250,000 in Texas or Tennessee.
And then, you know, you can't say it's all jobs either, because in Texas there's plenty of jobs, but you are seeing too, you're starting to see, and I've had two friends now have left, one of them is a good friend that I've hunted with, left Chicago after they raised taxes the last time and moved to Tennessee. His company had a headquarters there, he's a bond trader, and so the opportunity was, it didn't really matter, their bond floor, isn't on the floor. Mm-hmm. So he left because the interest, you know, they kept raising the personal income tax in Illinois. And that's the thing. At some point, people start to say, uncle, we're done. And, you know, I've told people before, I drove through Peoria, Illinois. It's already a ghost town. If Caterpillar leaves Peoria, Illinois, that entire section of the state will be completely empty. There will be nothing in that whole town. And these businesses are thinking about it. And if that happens, then they'll have no way to recoup that tax base.
All right. Our guest is Kurt Larkin. Kurt, of course, has his own show on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. But I want to have him here because, you know, to talk about just what you're hearing is that he's had an opportunity to travel through the United States here in the last couple months and what he has seen. And Kurt gives the unvarnished truth as Kurt sees it. But it's still on these type of things, he's absolutely right because I've read the same articles. I've seen the same things. We come back. President Obama made this huge announcement. Yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before. And I don't think people have, I don't think people realize just how big, an announcement this is and what a huge impact it's gonna have. We'll be talking about that as soon as we come back from these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call me up, Neil Maui, and get up.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Beat that drum! Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. KCNR. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you got a problem, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Repairs, maintenance, installations, they can handle any type of air conditioning system. And they will keep you cool because I tell you, the hot weather is not over yet. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people, just absolutely professionals. Give them a call at 221-2642. All right, Joe, you've accused me of teasing you now throughout the whole show. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Obama statement. It has to do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Yeah, what people don't understand is – and I think the
We need to say, what was the announcement?
Correct. Well, the announcement is that he feels, he came out boldly and said, for all you people that like to accuse me of being a socialist, here's a crazy, you know, change for you. I think that the private sector should be the primary source for all mortgage-backed securities, basically. In a nutshell, that's what he said. That I think that this should not be a government operation, this needs to be all private. Now, why that's a bombshell is pretty simple. But I think everybody's been sleeping at the wheel on this. It's a quiet, not everybody. There's a lot of people, especially your conspiracy guys that are watching this. When they did QE1 and QE2, that's when they just kind of injected money into the economy. They couldn't do that again because they realized people would go postal and that everyone's going to complain about inflation. So what they did then was they said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to buy mortgage-backed securities. When they made that announcement, the Fed made that announcement, they gave no end to it. They gave no maximum amounts. They gave nothing. They just said, we're going to buy mortgage-backed securities in perpetuity. So that's what they've been doing for the last year plus. When you look at the bond holdings of what the Federal Reserve had, it's like a graph that looks like a straight line for about $300 billion. And then it jumps up, and these are U.S. Treasury bonds. Then it jumps up in a sharp one when the crisis starts, and then it looks like Castle Crags on the next couple years because it just goes straight up. So for the last couple of years, well, we've had these ridiculously low interest rates, which is part of the way that the housing market started to recover. People were getting 3.5% interest rate on a $400,000 loan.
We redid ours. We saved 2.5 points.
And be grateful you did because it's over. And all they did was they came out about a month and a half ago and Bernanke said, hey, you know, we're kind of thinking that we need to start winding down the bond buying program, meaning the mortgage-backed bond buying. And all of a sudden you saw the stock market tank and you've seen a percentage increase in interest rates on houses. So what that does, every 1% that goes up, you lose buying power for all, especially starter homes, especially the kids that are barely able to get it. Cause we've seen an increase now. I'd say you're back up to about $150,000 for a starter home in Shasta County again. At the peak of the market, it was 210, 212. We're not that far away. You know, went all the way down to 60 and 70. But now you're starting to see a dramatic increase. So it's doubled from the bottoms. It's not back to where it was. But now interest rates are starting to creep up. Interest rates have gone from 3.5 to 4.5. We had one client that bought a house. They got 3.75 on a 30-year loan, FHA loan. And another client buy a house in the same exact street, same exact program. They're a little bit worse credit, and their interest rate is going to be 4.8. So,
wow.
Yeah, now it's gone up to, it averages about 4.5, but now we're starting to hear people talk about 5.1.
I've seen the graph that shows it. I mean, literally, like you said, Castle Craig, it's up going down. It's starting to go up.
And on top of that, they said that during this last, and I talked about my buddies in Chicago starting to make good money again in the bonds because you're starting to see crazy market. It hasn't been just a straight line as the Fed holds the interest rates down. So as it's starting to jump around, bond traders are starting to make money. But the Fed has lost, I want to say it was $290 billion in income due to this last surge. That's how much more interest they're going to have to make, to interest they're going to have to pay. So the Fed has lost that money, which accounted for all of the money they had made over the last whole portion of this program, the recent program. So they've wiped out all their gains in the last 2 or 3 months. And so when Obama came out and said, hey, you know what? I'm not a socialist. I feel like this should be a private program. The problem with that is very simple. If you stand back and look at it, if the Federal Reserve is buying every single mortgage-backed security, which they are right now, what that does is they're saying we'll pay such a low premium, we're willing to accept such a low interest rate on this that all of the other money out there needs to go look for someplace else. And that's what they've done. They've gone out and they've looked for equities. So the stock market's gone through the roof. They've looked for, you know, anything, commodities, whatever. Although you're getting a weird thing on commodities where you're getting gold going down and interest
rates
going up.
Gold and silver going down.
You got some weird stuff. It's like pulling at two ends of the rope. But as you start to see that, so all the money that's been sent looking elsewhere, primarily equities, that's just in my opinion, the only reason the stock market's gone up is because all the money that the Fed is pumping into the mortgage bank, it's completely removed that from the ability of private investors to buy. So if a private investor now says, okay, I'll look at that again. But the reason they haven't been buying them and the Fed has been is because they're not willing to pay. They're not willing to give somebody a loan, especially after what we just went through. A private investor is going to say, listen, I saw what happened. We just watched this implosion. We're not going to forget what happened 2 years ago. We're going to go ahead and say, hey, we'll loan you money, but you're going to have even better credit. You're going to have higher credit scores. You're going to have more money down.
More money down, all
and
this.
And you're going to have to pay me a lot higher interest rate. So,
because we're not going to have the same thing happen that happened
correct.
To us before.
And if we do, we're not going to take that risk for 4.5%. We're going to take that risk for 8%, 9%. That's what's going to happen. That's why it's a huge deal.
Wow, this is a huge deal. I mean, you're talking 8 or 9%. That's it, you know, after years.
Well, and you're talking about an entire generation.
Yes.
Of home buyers that doesn't know anything below 7%. Because even when, you know, at the peak of the market, we were only paying 5.5%, 6%, maybe 7% if you were bad credit. So now when I bought my first home, I paid 9.5% and I was thrilled.
When I tried to buy a house in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we've got to take a break right now. And Cheryl, please hang on to the other side. 17 or 18% under Carter.
That's right.
17 or 18%, my friends, and it was higher than that. We got to take a break for the news. Kurt Largent's my guest, and we're going to come back and talk about this huge impact on our real estate.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. President Obama will attend the G20 Economic Summit next month in St. Petersburg, but he's canceling his meeting with Russian President Putin.
The move in retribution for Russia's decision to grant temporary asylum to National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden. It also reflects growing U.S. frustration with Russia on an array of other issues, including missile defense and human rights.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Egypt's prime minister is warning demonstrators to stop their protests.
Diplomatic efforts to solve the crisis have failed. The interim government haven't said what the next step is, but they did ask the police last week to shut down the sit-ins. The announcement is viewed by many as an early warning that force could be used soon.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Yemen says it foiled an al-Qaeda plot to take over two cities. The alleged plot also included plans to blow up oil and gas facilities. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
am Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning. It's 62 degrees out there. It's going to be like 91 today. We might have a chance for thunderstorms and such. But this portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on down. Tell them you that you heard me talking about it today. Not that that will get you anything at all, except they will, you know, they'll smile. DC Tim and the Man in Black, Cypress Square Barbershop. My guest is Kurt Largent, and we are talking about possibly one of the largest impacts on stock market, housing, being able to buy a house, interest rates, was an announcement made yesterday by President Obama, who says that he wants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae or Fannie.
Yep.
I got it right. To get out of the government, to get out of the business.
Shut them down.
Shut them down and let private industry take over the mortgage loan business.
That's correct.
Mortgage guarantee business. And this could have a huge impact. Do you think it already is?
Well, it already is. You're already seeing the issues. I think you're seeing, you know, when the Dow starts to trickle down. You're seeing the impact of the investors starting to realize that the cheap money is going away. And so you're not seeing it. And I think most astute investors are realizing inflation is going up, even though the government's not reporting it. You're seeing price increase across the board as in smaller sizes. Gas and things are more expensive. People are now used to $4 gas. So you've got inflationary pressure.
Well, why, you would think, remember during Bush when gas went up to $2.05. They were, he was in bed with the oil companies. And now it's 405 or 378 here in California, but four really. And, yet I don't see everybody saying Obama's in bed with the oil companies.
No, and that's because they're just getting used to it. They keep dumping, and the oil companies are happy to go along with it. I'm all for big business. I'm not a huge fan of big oil because they're going to take every advantage they can. And that's their job. They're paid to make money for their investors. But, now the fact of the matter is, in order for a lot of those things that the left wants to work, to make a lot of these green energies viable. They said for Solyndra to have even a remote chance at success, we need a gas at $7 a gallon.
Well, I think that Obama said that at one point while he was running.
He needs people to pay more.
That, gas going up to $5 or $6 a gallon does not bother him. He said not all at one time.
Right.
And he also said coal. You know what? You want to use coal? You're going to pay for it. And, he's right.
Yeah.
We're paying for it right now with this renewable energy, bill that was passed and approved that we're paying,
We got to have 30% of our power from natural or from renewable resources here by 2020.
And they keep pulling out the dams.
Yeah.
The cleanest form of energy we've got, they keep pulling them out.
And they don't count hydro up here because in off the big dams because the people down south or PG&E or whoever it is saying, well, no, that doesn't count. Yeah. So
makes no sense. But, you know, it's all adding to the inflationary pressure. So you're seeing this inflationary pressure, then you're seeing interest rates go up, which is that would make sense. So that part of it makes sense. But then you wouldn't think you would see housing prices go up. You've got inflationary pressure on the housing prices, but it's difficult for them to go up difficult for them to go up while the interest rates are going up too.
I think, you know, we've got somebody on the line here. Cheryl, good morning. Thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, thank you. My question has to do with some remarks that Kurt made earlier regarding Texas and the toll roads. It sounded as though he thinks the huge increase in toll roads is a good thing. And I personally don't, but I just wondered if I got the right impression that he thinks the increase in toll roads is good. And I also wanted to ask him if it matters to him that the contracts to the foreign company who's building these toll roads, the contracts are 99 years long. Does it matter to him that it's a foreign company that seems to be in charge of pretty much all the toll roads in the world, less much the United States?
Well, I have to tell you, I am a fan of toll roads. I'm a fan of pay as you go. If you use that road, I think you should pay for it. I'd rather pay for toll roads than the ridiculous, completely unmanageable gas taxes. That being said, I realize they're not practical everywhere, but I think, you know, the idea of putting toll booth up on I-5, for the people, there's alternates. You can drive down 273. It takes longer. So if you want to use I-5, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it's going to happen. But that being said, the toll roads I'm talking about in Texas, what they're building in Texas is the largest private toll road in the history of, I think, the world. This is privately funded. It's got no government dollars behind it. It's a private toll road. I'm not sure who's building it.
It's Centro Ferrovial Grupa is building it. It's a Spanish company that is pretty much slurping up all the toll road businesses in the world. If you go to their website, you will see an international map of where they already are and what their goals are. Mayor Giuliani's law firm was the law firm for them, and he temporarily stepped down from them when he was running for a state office because he knew it was a conflict of interest.
Well, sure. What do you think?
The circle is the Centra is chosen as the contractor to build these roads. Then, in turn, Centra gives money to the local schools in the area, and then PERS programs invest in Centra stock. So it's a very happy little circle and seems to solve a lot of problems if you don't mind toll roads everywhere you go.
Well,
having grown up in toll road hell, I'm not in favor of them.
Well, coming back from Chicago, where everything is a toll road, and the rule was once the highway was paid off, the tolls were supposed to go down.
Yeah, right. A tax.
Correct.
It goes away. It's only a temporary tax. No such thing.
That's right. They still have them. The roads have long been paid for. But I do think that I would rather pay a toll than taxes on my gasoline. And the other thing that I think it's important to remember, and I don't really, I've got to say, I'm not hugely concerned about foreign ownership of companies doing projects like this. Quite honestly, I'd rather see a foreign company that's non-union do a project because they'll be able to build it more efficiently for the citizens than a union company. And the bottom line is if it's a Spanish company that owns the corporation, I don't think that there's not a boat full of Spaniards coming over to build that highway. It's still U.S. citizens or in Texas, hopefully U.S. citizens, building that thing. It's still local jobs. And at the end of the day, the local jobs is because then, you know, the guy that's pouring the concrete gets a paycheck from somebody, whether it comes from Spain or wherever. He gets a paycheck that he invests in his local bank, that he buys groceries at his local grocery store, that he pays, you know, puts his kids through, pays taxes on his house in a local fashion. So I don't have a problem with foreign ownership, I really don't. If it was a good business.
As long as they're using their local people, local construction, local cement and all that.
I have a bigger problem with, union shops in California bringing up all their workers from Sacramento instead of using Redding guys. That's a bigger problem.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Cheryl, thank you so much for your phone call. My only comment on this is living down in Southern California in San Diego area, when you get on the 5 in the 405 where they meet, it's 2 hours that you're in a backup or used to be. They put a toll road in there, privately owned toll road. I believe. And it just works great. I don't mind paying the, you know, I had a little transponder on my windshield, and they charged me how many times I went through. They didn't charge me so much a month, but how many times I went through. And that to me was a lifesaver many times. Anyway, got to take a break. Kurt Largent is our guest. We're going to come back and talk unions.
Sure.
So we'll be right back.
Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They're, you know, they have their, springs in Northern California, of course, right at the base of Mount Shasta in their own privately owned springs. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or check out MountShastaSpringwater.com. What's the weather like here, Ed Baum?
Today, mostly sunny, high near 89. Check that out. And mostly cloudy, or partly cloudy tonight. Low will be 61. Some showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow after 11 a.m. Currently, it is 65 in Reading. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 for, you know, for reservations for just outstanding cuisine up there and cool weather. Beautiful scenery. And the service is just outstanding. Tomorrow night, pizza night. And you have to almost make reservations for that. They have, of course, other dining, surprises up there, but mainly it's pizza on Thursday nights. My guest is Kurt Largent, and we've been talking about everything. Of course, Kurt's got his own show here on the station on Saturday mornings. He goes at it with his partner in, crime.
Commiserator.
Yeah, commiserator there, Ruth Angel. And it's just a great time listening to you. I mean, you two go at each other and it is, it's not only do a lot of things you're saying just like today, but, I mean, listening to you two is really, it's quite an experience and you need to do that. If you haven't done that for some reason, you need to tune in.
Well, Ruth's Saturday great. And I tell people all the time, with Ruth, I feel, and that I never get mushy, but I like to win the lottery. I don't know why. She's incredibly loyal. She's been she's a great friend. She's been with me in the business going back, gosh, a long time, probably close to 7 years now. So Ruth, you know, I give her a lot of grief. And if people don't know, I care for Ruth. She's, I consider her a good friend. But she's, you know, she's a hippie and she in conservative clothing doesn't realize it. But when I joke with her, there's no lack of respect. I respect what Ruth thinks. I go to Ruth for advice and so we do argue quite a bit, but if people didn't realize it, we get along wonderfully.
Eight years, she says. She's here. She's on the chat room. She says 8 years.
Then I take it back. It'll make her head big.
I just can't wait to see what comes out of the chat room next. Yeah. When she types. You had a comment. You know, we've covered a lot of things today. The one about Obama is a huge one. I can't wait to see what happens here in the next month.
Well,
if
you look at the mortgage business, you know, now it's basically, and I'm not saying I'm right all the time. I'm right most of the time, but I'm not right all the time. You've seen the mortgage industry shrink. You now have far fewer choices to where to go to get your mortgage. And we said this before, take the good with the bad at when the market was booming, you had 50-100 choices. You could go to any Tom, Dick, or Harry and get a mortgage. Now we saw the downside of that. There was some people, although not lots of bad ones. I've always said there wasn't a lot of fraud. There was a lot of people being dishonest if, you know, and that would be fraud, but it wasn't necessarily the mortgage guys doing it. They might have helped facilitate it. But anyhow, those guys are gone. You have a very limited number of places you can go and get your mortgage. If you've noticed.
A lot of went out of business then. Right. What would you say the percentage is, Kurt? I mean,
I'd say 80%
of the people of that the
mortgage brokers are gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so you think now.
Just in this area,
I'd say statewide for sure, because California put all sorts of other restrictions on it. But now you're limited to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank, the big boys. Mm-hmm. And then you can go, you know, you can still go to North Valley, and actually North Valley Home Mortgage does a good job. I always trust that Lonnie over there. If I get a letter from her that she's going to do a loan, I know they're going to do the loan. RBC still does loans. Tri-County still does loans. So you can go to the smaller banks, more difficult, higher interest rate typically, or if maybe not higher interest rate, but a more difficult loan to get. So you've got fewer choices, which means you're going to pay more. And that's the downside of losing all those guys that could shop this around to hundreds of different banks. You've got limited choices at where you're going to go get your mortgage. So as mortgage rates start to rise, and we've talked about this in the show, Wells Fargo, for example, was very conservative. The only reason they ended up getting any foreclosures is because they bought World Savings. World Savings was full of bad mortgages. So they're a very conservative company. If you don't have good credit, you're not getting a loan through Wells Fargo. You're going to have to go find somebody else. They have a very specific basket that they'll let borrowers go into. If you don't fit in that basket, they're not giving you a loan. And that's because, first off, they don't want to sell all their loans. They want to keep some, and they're not willing to take chances. And so where do you go now if you're like, say you're me. I'm stated income my entire life. I've worked for a company for 4 years. The rest of the time I've been working for myself. So I have to be one of those guys that stated income. I was a fan. I still am. I'm a fan of balloons. Because if you don't know where you're going to be in 7 years, then it's not the worst thing in the world to say, hey, I don't think I'm going to live here more than 7 years. I'll do a 7-year balloon. And so those kind of options, they're still there, but they're more limited. They're harder to get. Less resources for people to be able to buy a house. Combine that with higher interest rates, less resources. The ability of the small person. I'm not worried about the doctors and the insurance executives.
They're always going to have, right.
They're going to be able to find a loan from somebody. I'm saying for kids coming out, me 20 years ago, coming out of college, living in an apartment for a year and then buying a townhome for $75,000. Those opportunities are going to become increasingly rare. And I've said it for the last 3 years. Corporate ownership of mortgages is increasing. Hedge funds have been the biggest buyer in this last boom. Hedge funds going in, and I'm talking literal hedge funds with billions of dollars to manage, knowing that they're going to need to find new places to get higher incomes, are going out and buying massive numbers of residential properties and keeping them as rentals. And so the rental, and guess what? Rents are going up. So you've got all sorts of things going on here that are going to affect kids.
Okay. Wow. So this is not a, this doesn't look rosy here for the future if you're trying to get in the housing market and you're make a kind of a, you know, you're starting out income, or it could be even a retiree that's moving someplace that they have more of a fixed, they have a comfortable income, but trying to buy into a new house may be a problem then. And the banks and the trying to find a place that's going to give you a mortgage is going to be even harder. All right. Our guest, Kurt Largent. We're going to be right back in after these messages.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster, or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
The East Course at Oak Hill Country Club, surrounded by illustrious oak trees and steeped in championship history. This course produces a perfect setting for this season's final major, the PGA Championship, on TNT. Oak Hill welcomes the strongest field in golf, each player eager to write their own history here.
There's that intensity I've talked about.
Competition will be nothing short of dramatic at the 95th PGA Championship. Watch Thursday and Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. on TNT.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at Jake at thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda. Bob, Linda's getting ready for this weekend on the lake. We're going to be getting out there. We're doing a live broadcast from a houseboat somewhere on Lake Shasta. Soon, any place we can find connectivity, you're going to see us right there. You see the banners. And then we're going to invite our friends. And that friends is all of y'all. Come on down and give us a call. And we'll be doing it Friday and Saturday. You know, going out there, hanging out and barbecuing and drinking Pepsi and Coke and water and beer. I will not be driving the boat if I'm drinking, because Bad Bob won't let me. Our guest tomorrow will be Rod Dinger, who is going to talk about the airport, but he's also and the possibilities with that. But there's a number of other things that we're doing right here that Rod Dinger impacts on from the city. Our guest today, Kurt Largent, and you know what? We got like 4 minutes left, and we've been kind of like tough on, you know, gosh, what can you do? But there's still great deals.
There are. And, right. You know, people that come to me and say, I missed it. Well, you did. You missed it. There's no doubt about it. But there's still time, especially if you want to buy rental income. We just sold two houses on one lot for $140,000. Those two houses will generate about $1,800 a month in income. So on a $140,000 investment, that's pretty darn good. Plus, you're going to get the benefit of them going up. You have to be a landlord. But
you know, you're seeing corporations. If you want to get rich, you always follow the money, my mom would say. So if the hedge funds are buying residential, residential income properties in the form of individual single family residences, it seems to me that the little guy should be buying them where they can too. So there's definitely opportunities. We just, you know, that house for 143, there's opportunities to buy short sales. And I'm going to come in and do a new.
Well, that's one of your things. That's one of your things you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's any listeners out there that are embarrassed or upset or disappointed or, you know, mainly embarrassed or worried about the condition of their house, but they're upside down, they don't know what to do. I made this offer before. I'll buy anybody's house out there that needs to sell. We'll write you an offer for your house. If you're upside down on it, give us a call because we'll buy any house. We'll close it in 10 days. Cash buyers, I've got investors lined up. Any house out there, the worse condition, the better because that way we can fix it up. But if there's no reason to be embarrassed. It's nationwide. It's everywhere you look.
You mean people being underwater in their houses?
Correct. And the short sales are much easier now. Much easier.
And, you know, before it was just, you know, it was a battle with the government and with the lenders and all this, but there's still good deals out there. If people have some money and say, you know what, is this the time to do it? You just told me in a break and just said it. Two houses, one piece of property, and you get a $1,700, cash flow there over a $140,000 investment.
Absolutely.
That's a month.
And right now there's opportunities for homeowners that are going to live in the house, not investors, because there's lots of HUD homes being sold again. Last 6 months, it's picked up.
Mm-hmm.
HUD home opportunities are discounted properties that you put a bid in. You can still get financing. We've bought a couple of them for our clients. That is a great opportunity to buy houses below market right now on the HUD home. So if you're looking for especially starter homes, that's a great opportunity. Still there. Don't know how long that will last, though.
I know that over the last few years, and you know, I've talked so many times about this, is that, you know, houses just went away. You just couldn't do anything. And, but, you know, and now with this new announcement about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is that this houses could go back up again, so you need to like maybe operate now. Is that true? We need your phone number, Kurt.
Well, you can reach us anytime during the week at 282-1767. You get to talk to Tara or Ruth or one of those girls.
Okay, give it again.
282-1767. That's for Sheldon Largent.
Yeah, and that's the name of the company.
Yeah,
and okay. We got 30 seconds left, so thanks so much, Kirk.
Thank you. Hey, and Carl, I want to say thank you for being a 4-H buyer. It's a big thing I talk about on the radio show. Guys like you, KCNR, buying pigs down there at the fair, Eddie Axner Construction, Steelhead Construction. Thank you for my kids and for all the kids that are out there. We appreciate it.
Oh, you know what? It's we like doing that kind of stuff. It's for our community. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
I'm dragging me down, gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. At the Fort Hood Massacre murder trial, Major Nadal Hassan's standby defense attorney says he thinks he's trying to get himself the death penalty. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is there.
Chris, and court has now been put into recess until tomorrow morning. They have been in session for most of the morning, but with no jury panel present, as the court-appointed standby counsel for Hassan told the judge they feel Hassan is working to ensure his own death penalty, and they, as defense lawyers, can't be a part of that. They described the concept as repugnant, saying they should not be made to even help him with legal filings unless he is committed to truly defending himself. As examples, they cited his lack of interviewing jurors during the selection process, and even Hassan's choice to release exclusive defense information to Fox News. Chris?
President Obama responds to Russia taking in the NSA leaker Edward Snowden by canceling a trip to Moscow. Here's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington.
President Obama